Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is...
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Erica from Family First Care calling for Laura.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm just following up in regards to you speaking to my coworker, Jasmine. You were interested in transferring over David's home care services over to us?
Yeah, he just got approved. They're actually coming out on Thursday, so I'm going to need to have like an agency and all ready to go. Because
okay,
I take care of him normally. Yeah, so.
Okay, so while he's going to get assessed, we can start onboarding you as his caregiver. So once he's approved for hours and everything, we can get services started right away.
Yeah, so they'll be out Thursday. So he got approved. He just got to, you know, I've got to pick the stuff and set it up.
Okay, perfect. And do you want me to send you over the caregiver application and the requirements needed via text or email?
You can do an email if you like.
Okay, what's the best email for you?
It's lbauer, B-A-U-E-R, 92314 at gmail.com.
Just to confirm, lbauer, B-A-U-E-R, 92314 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send everything over to you now. And then once he gets seen by his service coordinator on Thursday to do the assessment, you can just let her know that you're already onboarding with an agency for his services.
Do you want her name and phone number? I have it now. I was able to go over and get it.
Yes, please.
The coordinator. Okay. Okay. It's, so it's Daisha. It's D-Y-E-I-S-H. A.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 215-510-8384.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to reach out to her as well and leave a voice message to let her know that you've been in contact with me, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. If you have any questions or concerns, you can feel free to give me a call back at this number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a great one. I'll follow up with you on Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty, bye-bye.